Hey folks, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, I am joined today by Veronica Hugger, who is going to be talking to us for the next 15, 25 minutes, all about loads of tips to help grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. So, Veronica, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Gary.
Today for this podcast.
Thank you, Gary. It's an honor to be a guest on your show.
No, thank you for coming on. So for the people who haven't kind of heard your name before, because to be fair, you're my first international guest. So thank you very much for being my first international guest.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's very exciting. Just tell people a little bit about what you're up to at the moment and how you're helping people.
Well, Gary, I am very concerned about health and nutrition and fitness. It's been an interest of mine for a very long time, but I was suffering some, let's put it this way, weight gain that I wasn't able to control. And I was able to discover a program that has taken on by, it's been growing like wildfire here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it's a program that I can get behind and support. And in my role in doing that, the way I'm doing that is that I created my own podcast. And
nice.
It's sharing the stories of other people who have succeeded in this program as a way to influence and encourage other people to question how they can improve their health, and that this is a viable, realistic solution to getting healthy and fighting disease and living a better lifestyle.
Love it. And we're going to unpick lots of parts of what you just said, because frankly, I think everybody, doesn't matter where you live in the world, everyone's going to have the same issues when it comes to their self-confidence, so weight gain, when it comes to nutrition. And we spoke offline about this, but this online system that you were saying about gives people the freedom to be able to do it, but actually it's self-learning.
Right. Well, it's called the Faster Way to Fat Loss. And the faster has a sort of a double meaning. Fasting, as far as intermittent fasting, is one of the strategies that we use.
Okay.
But actually, the results do come fast. But the underlying purpose or the underlying theme of this program is to teach you how to learn how to eat and how to exercise. Because a lot of people, when they are trying to lose weight, they think that the way to do that is to eat less and exercise more. When in reality, according to the science, you need to eat more and eat the right foods, and you need to exercise efficiently. Make sure that you're doing the most you can in a short amount of time. And that's what this program does, is it teaches you how to do that.
Brilliant. So you mentioned intermittent fasting before. And for the people who don't know what that is, how would you describe it?
Intermittent fasting is identifying a window of time in your day to not eat, which is fasting, and then identifying a window of time when you do eat. So you're basically not snacking during this fasting time. And what it does is allows your body to have digestive rest so that your body can process the food that you do eat during your feeding window and thereby burning up the glycogen, which is a fat storing mechanism of carbohydrates, and making your body more efficient. So it's just like the reason why you go to sleep at night. You need to shut down your systems so that you can regenerate and restore. Fasting helps you do that digestively. So we start with a 12-hour fasting window, and 8 hours of that, you're probably sleeping and eventually work up. Exactly. So basically, we don't eat 2 hours before you go to bed and you don't eat 2 hours after you wake up. You've already got your 12 hours in. And then incrementally build that up to what we call a 16-8 window. So you're 16 hours of fasting. And then during the 8 hours that you are feeding, you want to make sure that you're getting the right macronutrients. And macronutrients, there are three of them: protein, carbohydrates, and fats. And this program's working with a personal coach, you're identifying the right ratios that you need to consume those macronutrients to reach your goals. So you're, everybody has a different ratio of macros, but the goal here is to make sure you get enough protein, enough carbohydrates. So it's not a diet of deprivation. It is a nutrition lifestyle that makes sure that you're getting enough of the nutrients that you need to burn fat and build muscle.
Nice. And I suppose actually thinking about kind of the 16-hour window that you were mentioning before about intermittent fasting, if you're, I don't know, breaking it down into early civilizations, when food wasn't always available, because we live in a society where we can get food within 10 minutes if we want to by delivery or from less. Someone or less. You know, cavemen didn't have that option. You know, they had to hunt for their food and then find it and then prepare it and then eat it, and all of that took time. So is it kind of harking back to that almost for the people who don't know about it?
Well, that's definitely an example of where it comes from, because you have to understand how the obesity problem grew is from the convenience of food and the convenience of food that tastes really good, but it's not good for you. So we are hearkening back to our successful methods of the past. And yes, prehistorically, the prehistoric man did not eat constantly like we do now. It was a feast or famine situation. So when they did find food or did hunt and kill food, they had to eat it all. And then they went long amounts of time without food. So this is very similar to that. It is a way to let your body heal. There are some people that really go deep into intermittent fasting. They take it to an extreme where they're fasting for 48 hours. But that's deep. That's a little bit too much to, I hate to say, bite off right now. Yeah. But the science does state that a 12-hour fasting window is the minimum for benefit. So as long as you get your 12 hours of fasting in, you're doing better than what you would if you were snacking and eating during that time. And you got to think about it. It really makes your life easier. Women have said that they don't have to worry about eating breakfast in the morning. Instead, they can spend time with their family and their kids and talking to them while they're eating breakfast. And it just, and then you're encouraged not to snack and to graze, and you have more intent, not only on what you're eating, but the quality of what you're eating. And that is one of the major tenets of the faster way, is it's all focused on whole food nutrition. So we are encouraging people to eat whole foods, fruits and vegetables, avoiding gluten and dairy, working on high quality foods like quinoa and sweet potatoes. So it's not a diet of deprivation. We definitely want to identify all those foods that are good for you so you get enough of them in your daily intake.
And then how does exercise kind of fit into the program as well?
That's a great question too, because that's half of it right there.
I was going to say, because surely in my mind, you know, when you're starting an exercise program or starting any kind of fitness related program, nutrition is the cornerstone of it, because that's going to, you know, your abs are always going to be there. It's what's over it that's going to stop them showing. So in my mind, I was thinking, well, you know, if we've got this nutrition nailed down, exercise has to be a part of it as well.
Correct. And that's what we do focus on. First, the nutrition. Get that nailed down. Yeah. Work on that and get that under control. And then put in the fitness part. And that's what I love about this program, is that this program is for anybody at any place at any time. So if you've been not working out, not exercising at all for several years, there's a low impact modifications for everything that we do. But if you've been working out for a long time and you want to be challenged, then there are advanced moves, and it's all delivered in the same way. It's all delivered in a digital studio. So you go online, and there's a workout of the day that people in the community are doing around the world, but you can also go into the library and find other workouts that you want. Now, the thing about the exercise in the fast way, it is so strategic. I think it's the secret sauce in this program. 2 days a week, we lower our carbohydrate intake and up our fat intake. And when we do that on those two consecutive days, we do high intensity interval training where we're ramping up our heart rate, bringing it down, and then ramping it back up again. High intensity interval training is the most effective way to burn fat. And the reason why we alter our intake of carbohydrates and fat is because we want to lower what is called the glycogen in our blood system. And that glycogen is a buildup of carbohydrates. So once we've depleted that glycogen, then we tap into the fat burning. So doing what we call, it's called carb cycling with intermittent training, we are tapping into those fat stores faster. That's why it's called the faster way to fat loss.
It makes sense. So as you said, very strategic in the way it does it. But also, actually, it fits in, by the sounds of it, if it's 2 days of that, so you know it's coming up, that could be fitted into most people's routines.
Correct. And the other three other days, we focus on strength training and we lift heavy. We don't lift wimpy. We want to lift heavy and challenge our muscles because we want to build lean muscle, because lean muscle burns more fat. So, all the workouts are 30 minutes or less. You're in and out in 30 minutes. And the three workout days with strength training, we focus on a total body one day, upper body next day, and then legs the third day. So you're constantly challenging your body through this weekly schedule. So you're not staying on one thing, because the human body likes to find efficiency. But if we're constantly challenging the body through cycling our carbs, through doing different types of workouts during the week, by fasting, we are challenging our body, so therefore it doesn't get lazy. It's actually working for us to do what we want it to do, whether it's burning fat, building muscle, or both. And this is a very important aspect. The other 2 days, we rest. We do not do anything. We might take a walk, we might do a yoga, but we identify that rest is equally important than any other aspect of this program. We have to get a good sleep. We have to rest our digestive system, and we have to take a break from our workouts so our muscles can recover.
I love it. And for the people who are listening to this podcast, who want to learn more about sleep and sleep in particular, check out Duncan Price's podcast, which we released probably two episodes ago, because we actually deep dive into sleep quite a lot in that episode. Quick shout out there. I love it.
Because sleep is so important.
It is.
And
it's one of those areas where actually, if you're a small business owner or actually someone who has bad habits when it's, like checking their phone at the evening or waking up to notifications and checking those straight away, just name two, there's a lot of people out there doing it still. And I know you're passionate about this, and that's something I'm definitely passionate about as well.
Right. And I'm passionate about it because I had struggled for so long and not found a solution that I was ready to give up. So when I found a solution that was doing for me what I wanted it to do with as little effort than possible. Plus, when I went through this program in the beginning, I wanted to lose fat. I wanted to stop the trajectory of my weight gain, and it did that. But there was a side benefit for me. Because I had been depriving myself of the foods that everybody else was enjoying, I started seeing eating as a chore, as a burden. I hated having to decide what to eat because no matter what I did, I knew that it was going to be wrong. Well, no. In fact, the opposite is true. I need to embrace that. So not only did I lose weight and fat, but I gained a better respect for food and for eating. And that is a long-term benefit that after 54 years, I'm going to be able to enjoy that for the rest of my life. So I'm thrilled. I get to eat foods that I thought were so bad for us, but no, they're very good for us. We need to eat those foods.
Brilliant. So if people wanted to find out more information about this absolutely cracking online system, where can they find it?
My podcast is at fatlosssuccessstories.com, where you can listen to other stories of people, and also have some bonus episodes that working with one of the certified coaches discussing each of the strategies that we talked about whole food nutrition, carb cycling, efficient exercise, rest. All those are in small, short episodes that can be accessed where you can learn more information. But also, just click on any Faster Way link on my website, and that will take you to even more information. I have a website with FAQs, you can download a free meal plan so you can see some of the foods that we do offer. That's another
brilliant.
We didn't talk about that. The other secret sauce to this is the importance of community and mindset. The mindset of the Faster Way is progress over perfection. We're not going to try to get things perfect. Perfection is not possible, but progress is. So every day you make progress. And if you don't, you slip up, you have the next day. Same thing with the week. That's what's so great about the weekly structure of this. If you had a bad week, you have another week to start all over again. You just forget about the past and just move forward. And to help with that mindset is this wonderful supportive community. So once you're in part of the community, you're in the big community, which is 20,000 people doing the same thing every day, but also they create small groups so that you have more one-on-one support and accountability. Accountability is so important when you're trying to do something like lose weight, so that so there's a built-in accountability and support. And also there are support groups based on lifestyle. So I belong to the group that is the 50 plus lifestyle. There's a lifestyle group for pregnant and breastfeeding women. There's one for competitive athletes, and there's one for plant-based nutrition. So if you're a vegan and you're trying to do this program by not eating meats and dairy, that's another support system. So we check in every day. It's up to us to do, you know, the individual to do it. But I tell you what, I want to know who's doing what, and I want them to know what I'm doing. And so that accountability and that sharing is so important to keeping your mind on the right track.
Love it. So please, everyone, check out Fat Loss Success Stories. And please check out all the resources there. Veronica is so passionate. We've only touched the surface today on all this. But I want to thank Veronica for her time today. So thank you so much for joining us. I ask every guest that comes onto the show what their final thought would be. So this is their one golden nugget of information that they want to share with the world. So, Veronica, to finish the show, what would be your final thought?
My final thought is that everybody has the ability to control their health. It's just a matter of making up your mind to go do it. And the fastest way to fat loss is the scientifically proven way to teach you the strategies to get you where you want to go so that you can be your own success story.
On that note, Veronica, thank you very much for your time. Take care, and please check out Fat Loss Success Stories.
Thank you, Gary.